It's a tough ask in an election year. Quinn's budget relies on keeping Illinois' income tax rate at 5% rather than letting it roll back to 3.75% as scheduled. Agency heads have gone before legislators to make the case that without the extra revenue, drastic cuts are on the way. Republicans are having none of it. They blame Democratic mismanagement, a line which makes it difficult for Democratic legislators to go along with Quinn's tax plan. Evanston Representative Elaine Nekritz, a top Democrat in the House, says the budget is still a work in progress.
I'm not making any predictions right now. It's all in such a state of flux. And every legislator I talk to about the budget and their need and what they'd like to see, how they'd like to see that resolved, has a different idea. So
on to what else the General Assembly has on the agenda. Quinn also wants Illinois to raise the minimum wage to at least $10. But there, too, Democrats don't appear to yet have the votes. I'm Amanda Vinicky.